I'd like to tell you about my newest book, which I didn't really write.
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
First, maybe I need to give you a little background of where this book came from. When I wrote my first book, I had a chapter that is entitled Stick-to-itiveness. And in that chapter, I am encouraging pastors to just stick with it, even when the going gets tough. And so at the very end of the chapter, I took Psalm chapter 23, that well-known psalm that starts off, "The Lord is my shepherd," and I personalized it so that I could tie it into this chapter and begin to say, "The Lord is my shepherd, so therefore he has provided everything I need to be successful and have a good ministry in this pasture." And then I went through all of those steps. When I was interviewed on the Iowa podcast, Rusty Rabin, the host of the podcast, had pointed that prayer out, and he asked me if I would close the podcast by praying the prayer from Psalm 23 the way that I had written it. And I did, except for in my book, I didn't put the words at the end. I didn't write "in Jesus' name, amen." But while I was praying that prayer on the podcast, I added those. And as soon as I said that, Rusty responded with, "Amen, indeed." And right there, the idea was birthed in my heart for a book of prayers that were based on the scriptures. Now, during this time, every Sunday morning, I began to take a very scripturally based prayer and send it out via text to some pastor friends that were in my local community. And many of those pastors, as they would move on to other communities, would say, "Hey, could you continue to send me those texts every Sunday?" And there are other pastors around the country that every Sunday morning I send out this text. So this has been going on in my heart and my life for a while. Then when I wrote my second book, I concluded every chapter with a prayer that was based on scriptures that tied into that chapter. Now, my book, my newest book, is called Amen Indeed. And so, as I said at the opening, yes, it's my name on the cover and the title page of the book, but not sure that I really wrote it. What I did was take scriptures and just turn them into prayers. These are really God's word, and I'm just personalizing some of those messages in there. Now, this is a book, the subtitle is "For Help for Pastors for Their Effectiveness in Their Ministry." I advocate for pastors to pray for themselves. Now, that might sound selfish, but I want you to think about it this way. You can't give to other people what you don't have. So it's hard for me to pass along healthy words, encouraging words, instructive words, if I'm not healthy, if I'm not encouraged, and if I haven't been taught to be able to pass something on. So I need to, as a pastor, I need to be healthy, and I need to be in God's word, and I need to be encouraged by the Holy Spirit in my life so that I have that to give away. So it's not selfish at all for me as a pastor to pray for myself. In fact, it's very beneficial for the people that are going to be around me. So I wrote Amen Indeed in three sections. Section number one is topical. Pastors can go to that section and they can look up, maybe they have a need for finances. Maybe it's an emotional need. Maybe they need wisdom because of a situation they're getting ready to step into. So they can find prayers in each of those sections that are prayers that come right from the Bible. Section number two is very similar to what I've been doing for many, many years. They are 52 prayers that can just be prayed in just a breath. They're just short prayers that a pastor could pray just before preaching, that just those last couple seconds before stepping to the pulpit. I just want to pray this prayer to ask for God's anointing on the message, and maybe for the peace that I need if it's a difficult word. Maybe I'm praying for the congregation to be able to have ears to hear this word. And then the third section of this book are some quotes from some really old people, some old guys that I have relied on and looked to, people that have challenged me to be a pastor in prayer. And I believe that these quotes will be an encouragement and an inspiration to other pastors as well. So I wrote the book, but I didn't really write the book, but it's a book that every pastor, I believe, should pick up. I have it in print and I have it in an ebook version as well. So if you're a pastor, please pick up a copy of Amen Indeed, or if you love your pastor, this would be an outstanding gift to give to them as well to help them be more effective in their prayer life and therefore more effective in their pastoral ministry.
Contact Craig and keep up with his blog posts, books, and videos at craigtowens.com.